The brother of New Zealand's most celebrated Olympic medalist, Lisa Carrington, says she's represented strong Māori women on the world stage and has cleaned up at the Olympics. Carrington yesterday won her third gold medal of these games, sixth medal overall, to become the country's most decorated Olympian. Her older brother, Brett Carrington, says her constant drive to better herself and the accolades are a byproduct. He spoke to our reporter Jordan Bond from Queensland, where he says he's been stressed out watching the races and has been in close contact with the family.
I think we get a lot of these anxiety kind of jitters. Not the sense that we aren't sure of what she's capable of, but I don't think you can help yourselves when, you know, she puts that much pressure on herself. We kind of feel that as a family as well. But I've kind of been probably FaceTiming my parents every like half an hour between 20 minutes between races. It's been pretty exciting. Unfortunately, we were actually in lockdown on the Gold Coast. But the good thing about that, though, is that I would usually be at work, but I'm at home now, so I can kind of scream the top of my lungs and the workplace won't hear me, which is kind of a good thing.
You've seen Lisa win a lot of golds, but to become the most medalled New Zealand Olympian of all time, how does that feel?
To me, it's very humbling and honoured to obviously be her brother. But I think with her poise and her like work ethic, she obviously never goes out to achieve those achievements. She's obviously always there to be better than her previous self. And the thing is, every time she gets better, it makes it a lot harder for everybody else to catch up. So the rest of the world's playing catch up and she's just the byproduct of how good she is and how much pressure and discipline and how much faith she has in her ability, all these accolades and things like that, they're just the byproduct of it. But I think in the K1 200 meter, I could actually see at the finish line, and I was talking to my mum about it, how she took a breath where she realized what she's actually done, because she's such a driven person. It's probably sometimes hard for her to do that, but we could just kind of tell as soon as she came through that finish line, she took that breath and kind of pat herself on the back. She obviously has the whole world looking at it, whole of New Zealand. And as much as you probably put that pressure aside, it's still there because you are representing Aotearoa, you're representing strong Māori women, you're strong woman in general. So for her to, really kind of finish what she set out to do and to absolutely nail her best, which was better than the rest of the world by an enormous amount. She didn't just win. She absolutely cleaned up these Olympics. And I think, like I said, after the 500 final, I do think that she could take a deep breath, relax.
What do you think she'll do when she's home out of MIQ back in New Zealand?
I think she'll just play with her dog, to be honest. No, she'll obviously, like, she's got a lot of friends and family members to catch up with, but, I think she'll just spend a lot of time just relaxing, chilling out. She'll definitely need it, for sure. But, I think the build-up over the last 5 years, for everything that's gone on over the last, and it's the same with a lot of people, that they've fought through a lot of struggles, like most people have, and to be able to come out on top and really kind of showcase who she is and what she stands for and what type of athlete she is and ambassador she is for a sport, for strong women in general. Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's kind of mind-blowing, isn't it?
That is Brett Carrington, the older brother of Wahine Toa Lisa Carrington, speaking there to RNZ's Jordan Bond. And if you were wondering, like I was, what kind of dog Lisa Carrington has, it's a cavoodle and it's adorable.